will start at the Humboldt County Courthouse, where the state's attorney general and lawyers for Providence St. Joseph squared off today over the hospital's commitment to provide emergency abortion services in accordance to a court-ordered stipulation and California law. As KMUD has reported before, the attorney general is suing St. Joseph's Eureka for refusing Ann Nuschlag what has been called a life-saving abortion when she was 15 weeks pregnant and sent her away while bleeding with a bucket and towels. We have our reporter Ryan Hudson on the line, who was in court today to follow proceedings. Ryan, can you tell us what the lawyers for the hospital had to say about the agreement?
St. Joe's attorneys asserted that the agreement failed to incorporate the ethical and religious doctrine that the hospital argues it is bound by and cannot violate. So, you know, that involves canons of religious doctrine that they expect doctors who are contracted to work within that hospital system, they expect those doctors to adhere to those religious canons.
What was the attorney general's sort of counter argument to this?
Well, the attorney general would argue that it does encompass abortion care as part of an emergency procedure related to a pregnancy emergency, specifically with the case of Anna Nuschlag. St. Joe's attorneys do not agree with that. They basically assert that the ESL law does not specifically require abortions as part of emergency care, despite the fact that abortion is the emergency care remedy recommended in cases like Nuschlag's. And that was sort of one of the bones of contention. The AG's office was really relying on and kept circling back to the idea that Providence St. Joe's Health and St. Joseph and Eureka specifically have entered into an agreement and now are trying to renege on that agreement, while St. Joe's is saying, on the one hand, that they don't intend to skirt that agreement. They still intend to operate within the bounds of law, but they don't believe that that agreement properly acknowledges the ethical and religious directives that they want to be incorporated in the agreement.
And what was the atmosphere like?
It was a pretty full house. People in attendance were obviously there for Anna Nuschlag, who was also in the courtroom present for the hearing. As far as the tone in the room, there was some palpable tension. There were, you know, a couple times I could tell that people behind me in the audience were sort of jeering and having a bad reaction to statements made by the representation for St. Joseph's Hospital. And so that didn't go over well with the judge.
Did the judge rule in one way or another?
It appeared to me that the AG's office may have expected the judge to agree and simply uphold the existing stipulation and order. And instead of doing that, having heard St. Joseph's representation say that they have a First Amendment claim to a freedom of religion exception, essentially, to the emergency services law, felt inclined to offer them an opportunity to argue that point. So at the conclusion of the hearing, it was decided by the judge that yes, the Attorney General's office is required to go forward with the preliminary injunction hearing. They have 90 days from today to notice that hearing. So in the interim, that stipulated agreement is in place. And St. Joseph's had said, represented to the court that they have and will continue to abide by the stipulated agreement.
Was anything brought up in court today that would suggest that the hospital has denied somebody emergency abortion care during this period?
No, and that was, I do believe the judge inquired about that to the Attorney General's office, and I do believe their reply was that they were unaware of any specifics to that effect.
Thank you, Ryan, you know, so much for covering this for us, this event today at the courthouse. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.